the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 330. At home on Mars.
Comedy Forecast is powered by its patrons. To support the show and get episodes before everyone else, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast. All one word with the number 4. Or just go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page.
June 23rd marks the 10th anniversary of Comedy Forecast.
I love it!
That rocks.
We're everywhere.
To help celebrate, we're releasing a new mini-sode every day in April, the fourth month of the year. Let's get to the forecast.
We'll continue next week, with lawyers on both sides hoping for a protracted stalemate and hundreds of billable hours. And finally tonight, an interview. Earlier today, I had the rare opportunity to speak with Mr. James Stephen Baldaire, a name that has become familiar to billions around the world. Mr. Baldaire is the man sent on a one-way mission to Mars by Sir Richard Branson, in a blatant attempt to promote the fledgling Virgin Galactic Space Flight Service. Mr. Baldaire has been on Mars for a little over a month. He has been living in the crude structure you see here, built from the components of his landing craft, which explains the soft, magenta interior mood lighting and televisions built into every seat back in his cramped living quarters. This is Mr. Baldaire's first interview with the public since his landing on Mars back in March. A landing that, by all accounts, went by the book for the unfortunate jettisoning of the rolling beverage cart and with it his entire supply of Bloody Mary mix. Perhaps just as important, he also accidentally jettisoned 10% of his oxygen supply. Because of the huge distance between us, the 13 minutes it took for a message to travel to or from Mars has been edited out of our conversation. Hello, Mr. Baldaire. It's an honor to speak with you this evening, sir, across the vastness of space. As I speak to you, I am sitting here in our climate-controlled New York studios. Yet, I can see you, some long, lonely 140 million miles away in your radiation-resistant bungalow on the unforgiving surface of Mars, where the nights can dip far below freezing even in summer. This is truly an historic event. Mr. Baldaire, your story has become a source of inspiration to billions around the globe. It has put our reliance on the resources of this big blue marble into sharp focus, especially when contrasted with the Spartan existence you have been leading there on the red planet, devoid of even basic companionship. Now that you have had time to reflect on your new home, do you have a message for our audience tuning in tonight?
Yes, I do, Ryan. Thank you. Thank you.
Until tomorrow.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.